News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers here, so you can give us a call. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, we're having a little revolt in the ranks today, and I'll talk to you, no, the other day, and I'll talk to you about it. But of course, Bad Bob's with us.
And good morning.
Yeah, we're glad to be back. Did you miss us, or did you know we were gone?
It was noticeable, but Aaron
Elizabeth,
and Elizabeth did a great job.
As usual, and of course, doing a great job is Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back. 7:06 in the morning, and it is currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. Our forecast is a fabulous, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 67 degrees and a clear evening. Stargazers, temperatures around 43 tonight. A great week for cool April nights, the Red Bluff Roundup, all kinds of great things. I'm going to be having tickets, a couple sets of tickets to give away for some things today. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, and there's a lot of music going out this month. Mark your calendars. April 20th, I'll be out there with the Pat Karch Trio. 474-5546. The reservations fill up fast. I think they seat just about 60 for dinner in the music room. Beautiful week to go out.
It's going to be a great week to be out there. And Linda is singing, of course, is fabulous, as anybody's ever heard her.
And right now we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on, which is our fabulous advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening? Wow. What is happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, the major averages have moved into positive territory after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 14,705. The S&P 500 is positive 12 points at 1564. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 22 points at 3,239. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 19 cents, trading at 12.17, Citigroup, up $1.36 at 46.23, Sprint, positive 7 cents at $7.13. Turning to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo, up 55 cents at $79.47, Pacific Gas and Electric, down 40 cents at $46.44, AT&T, positive 20 cents at $38.13. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.73%. For commodities, gold is up $23 an ounce at $13.84. Silver positive 15 cents at 23. Crude oil down 71 cents, trading at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. They're located down on Park Marina Drive, and their phone number is 530-243-7561. And with the volatility of Wall Street, you probably want to know what's going on. So give them a call. Give Susan or Chris or Kathy or Josh a call at 243-7561. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, we just want everybody to know is our thoughts and prayers of everybody here at KCNR. Go out to those in Boston who are that are affected by this horrible attack, this incident, and that we pray for their safe recovery and speedy recovery of those that were injured and wounded, and we pray for the souls of those who were killed outright. Another horrible incident that's touched our shores here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebott, KCNR 1460. The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with four locations to serve you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Music just didn't pop up right there. All the right buttons were being pushed. Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday, April the 16th. Before we,
and Bob always does the best bump music, man. Know, he is just great.
It was a computer glitch this time. It happens now and then. Hey, last thoughts about the, on this Boston marathon, attack. Patriots Day. It was one of the biggest events going on that day in the United States. And the, obviously it was a coordinated attack, two bombs going off. The, it was a low tech bomb. If we could use the term low-tech, that's what it appears to be. It wasn't used with plastic explosives. It was probably used with gunpowder. And gunpowder is something as simple as a cell phone starter igniter or a, you know, other types of igniters, which are simple. But the force of the explosion, especially if they've loaded it with ball bearings and other little things in there, within, the first 20, 30 feet, people have lost limbs and the injuries and, of course, death. It's not over, of course. This is something that the United States has been facing for decades and decades, and it's not going to be over. If you pulled every troop out of the Middle East, if you pulled us back from South Korea, if you pulled us out of Europe, it would not stop because there are people out there, Islamic fundamentalists, North Koreans, Chinese, just who knows of all the ones that would love to tear us down, take our power and our prestige. So this is something that's not going to stop. So these events have got to be prepared for, And we also have to be prepared to go after those who have done this. Who have, and if you link it to a certain government, then you have to be able to go after the government. If it's a homegrown terrorist, somebody from within our own country, then they need to be stamped out also. I would hope that people that feel like they have this anger at our own government, whether it's a national fed, you know, if it's federal or state or whatever, is that you still believe you can change this government through illuminating things they're doing wrong, but also at the polling place, at voting and moving and taking the people away from positions of power and putting people in positions of power that will guard your rights and not using explosives. It's not called for. Anyway, I think they're going to, it's probably somebody that they're going to find. They have somebody that they're looking at right now, but they're saying is that they're not sure if he has anything to do with it at all. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those that were injured in Boston.
The last ticker across the international wire for news is saying that he is not a suspect at this point.
Okay. Well, again, it was a coordinated attack. And it worked. It did everything they wanted people to do. But we saw something last night that was really interesting, is that if you live in a free country, you have got to expect this. If you live in a free country where you can move freely back and forth through states and you can drive your car and you can take trains and all that, if you live in a free country, you've got to expect these kind of attacks. It doesn't mean you can't go out and try and find and prevent them, but these are going to happen as long as you have a free country where we're free to travel, we're free to speak, we're free to freedom of religion, freedom of travel, you know, being able to get together with your friends.
But you don't want to be walking down the street, Carl, and go, oh my God, I can't go out tonight because there could be a bomb.
That's right. That's what I'm saying is that you've got to continue your life with this is on, but the only way you would prevent this is if you live in a police state. And then even then you wouldn't prevent it. A police state is something where there be police or military on every corner. They're coming in and check out, make sure you don't have those nasty things around. We don't want that. We want a free country. But you're right. You can't be afraid to go out and live your life. They had 23,000 runners there. 27,000 runners there. And, you know, it affected 150 people. I mean, directly infected is going to affect a lot more. It's affected all of us, in fact. But you can't live your life with fear. Okay. We have two people here, though, that, come on, get a smile on your face.
I know, well, that's heavy. You know, you want to talk about a gala after that. Let's just take a break and then come back.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is give me that wing.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Red, red wine. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest coffee in the city. Espresso Joe's, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're here talking about wine, though.
Talk about a great segue and bump music, Bob.
We're here with Dr. Marie Salas and
Bonnie Sharp,
our good buddy, and we're talking about a wine event tomorrow night. Am I right?
Yeah, it came up really quick. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Bet, well, tell our listeners, okay, share with our listeners what's going on.
Wednesday, April 17th at Turtle Bay. Yes, we have the second annual Liberty Wine Gala, and that is presented by Reading Republican Women Federated. So the doors open at 6, and at this point, you know, you can just get your tickets at the door, and they are $35. So we would love to have you there after, you know, you're done with all of your other events. You can end the evening with a nice glass of wine. And Bonnie, I think, wanted to talk about some of the awesome silent auction and opportunity drawings that we have.
Yes, we have great ones. I should start out with one I know that will be real popular. It is a houseboat for 2 nights, 3 days on Chester Lake.
We want that one.
Yeah.
What do we have to do to like, tickets and a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tickets and a thing.
Tickets and a cup or whatever and a bowl.
Well, yes. That's it. And then that was donated by Holiday Harbor. Then also, I secured a couple of tickets for the dinner cruise on, Shasta Lake, the compliments of Shasta Caverns and included in that one is a tour of the caverns. And if those folks in the area haven't been, of course, go again. I'd go again because the tour is beautiful. And our wonderful Shasta Caverns was designated as a national landmark. So, it's considered to be one of the best in the country. And we also have, a full day, raft trip on the Trinity River.
Ooh.
Donated by our, dear friends in Trinity County that, they had a Republican Women Club over there and there just wasn't quite enough people, so they joined us. So I asked them, I said, you have all those wonderful things over there to do. How would you like to find something for them to? So they donated, they got this donated. So we'll have those three major items plus a lot of other things.
So the event begins at what time?
Doors open at 6 o'clock.
And then you do, you go in and you buy your raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus, is it like a band or something for wine or your entry fee gets the wine tasting? Is that it?
Yes. And the glass.
Okay.
So, I do want to say thank you to Anselmo Vineyard. Especially,
oh.
And then, New Clairvaux, Shasta View Vineyard, Mount Tehama. Also, Mimi will be there from,
Mimi Mosley
from,
Mosley Vineyards, yeah.
Right Seller.
Next to us.
Yes. And then, Armor Lowe will be there. And yeah, there's the list right there. So it's going to be a nice
evening. Lots of wine tasting.
Evening. Yes.
Good
a lot
prizes.
Of great food.
Okay. So there's food.
Oh, and food's
so,
coming from.
So when you pay for your ticket at the front door, let's talk about that. You pay for your ticket at the front door. How much are the tickets?
$35.
Okay, $35 per person.
Mm-hmm.
That gets you, and the money goes towards?
Well, it goes towards our scholarships and also a bucket of books, which people think, well, what's that? We give books to all the schools in Chester County, the elementary schools. We give them to the library. And that, I have to tell you, that's one of my most favorite things that we do, because when you go in, those little kids about knock you over, they can't wait to see what new books they're getting for their library. I mean, something is good is happening in the schools. I have a tendency to be thinking sometimes the other way, but this is so great. Obviously, these librarians are really encouraging these kids to love books and to want to read, because they take them right away from me. I mean, they just get so excited. So it's a great, we all love getting involved.
Rewarding.
Yes.
If nothing else, if you're thinking, your money's going to go towards that. That's a good visual. I, you know, happen to be a visual person. So I always ask our guests, well, tell me what it looks like, you know.
So you will walk in, you will get your glass, and that comes with the ticket. Then you will have the wine and the food to just walk around and visit with all your friends. And
your glass gets all those different tastings of those different wineries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have food that's put out there, right? So in case you want a little cheese with that wine or crackers. Or so there's all that really good stuff. Plus, your opportunity to win when you buy your raffle tickets to those wonderful opportunity.
Right? Exactly. That's opportunity drawings. And Linda, we have two tickets for you, both of you, if you can do with them what you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, we can.
You have one day.
Well, I can tell you what we can do is we'll give them away later on in the show. We will give those tickets to somebody that want to go to Turtle Bay for the big wine tasting event.
Tomorrow night.
And I'm sure that they're going to go quick, just like everything else that we have here. But sounds like a great time.
Yeah, though. And thank you for having us on your show this morning.
Yes.
Well, it was a nice early morning reveille.
Yeah, I get you all up. Well, Bonnie's always listening, see.
Yes.
Yeah, Bonnie's always listening. Jim
love
calls
it.
In, but
hey, Jim.
I don't remember you calling in at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I've called in a few times.
Well, that's because she's usually working on her patients.
Thank you, Linda.
And following up her very important business
documents that you have to sign today
and fill out correctly, I'm sure.
What's that?
Do you have any when you have patients, you got to fill out all the paperwork and all that stuff to make sure it's correct. So we give you a break if you don't call in and listen
right.
to
that.
Okay, thanks.
Because you have your own show on Saturday.
Yeah, so
that's
stay tuned
amazing.
For my show this Saturday.
What's it going to be about?
It is about, I have some amazing guests that are talking about it's called Brave Faces. And what we're talking about is the stigma against mental illness, which is a huge, huge topic right now. Because as we can see with all the things that are going on out in the world, there's two sides to it. And so we're going to be starting that discussion because I think it needs to be
So you're having people on that have had mental illness?
There is one guest that will talk about her depression, as well as one of the organizers of Shasta Public Health and Social Services.
Well, this is a huge thing because we've heard some things over the weekend about people and that, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about tomorrow night. We're going to have a great, happy event over at Turtle Bay. It starts at 6 o'clock. You can start up there for $35 a ticket. You get numerous pairings of wine or numerous wine tastings when they had a lot of food there, and plus a chance to win houseboat trips and trips down the Trinity and all this. And all the funds go to support the scholarships program, and also a bucket of books where they go in and give these kids this. And this is absolutely wonderful. And thank you so much, Bonnie and Marie, for coming in.
Thank you.
And, you know, for taking your time to become a part, you know, be such an important part of this community. You two have really, and you, Maria, have, I mean, just in a couple of years have.
Reading Republican Women's.
Yeah.
What's it called? Federated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reading Republican Women's Federated.
And it's, but it's a good cause. It doesn't, you don't have to be a Republican to go there, to do this and to help around our community.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got about 1 minute left. Anything else on this that,
I think that's it. I just really appreciate you guys letting us come on, and it'll be a great night and just a lot of fun. I think you should come on in and bring your friends, because you know there's a lot of people walking along the bridge at that time, and it's just going to be like
we got
right
people
there.
Off the bridge last year. They said, "What's going on?" Oh,
Oh, well, we'll come in for that. Yeah.
Why not?
Wine, yeah. In fact, there's probably 10 or 12 of them out there to come in.
Well, there's just so much going on this week, so people are going to be out. So
Absolutely.
Colorful Nights.
We'll see you there
the Red Bluff Roundup. But tomorrow night, we're going to be at Turtle Bay, 6 o'clock, for the wine tasting and
the Liberty Wine Gala.
Great event. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to, there'll be some people calling in, hopefully, for the Red Bluff Roundup. We'll be talking to a stock contractor, somebody from there to talk about what's happening this week in Red Bluff. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rebounding today after having the worst session since November yesterday. Gold prices are also making a modest recovery, and reports on U.S. inflation and new home construction pointed to an improving economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up about 100 points. Meanwhile, a New York federal judge has rejected Madoff trustee Irving Picard's bid to block the state's $410 million settlement with hedge fund manager Ezra Merkin. The judge said Picard waited far too long to intervene after the attorney general's office first moved against Merkin. Merkin was accused of secretly steering client money to Bernie Madoff. And Dell has struck a deal with billionaire Carl Icahn, limiting his investment in the PC maker. In return, Icahn will be able to enter into agreements with other shareholders on a potential bid for the company. The agreement states Icahn can't own more than 10% of Dell. He also can't sign deals with other shareholders that would collectively own more than 15%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. we'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Go ahead, jump in there, buddy.
No. Okay. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that others don't dare offer. From small chips up to 24 inches. So go in and see Jeff. Tell him you heard it from Free Fire Radio. He's located on Market Street in Redding. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We have a caller on the phone this morning, and it is going to be exciting.
It's Red Bluff Roundup Days. And there's, you know, when you put that on, we're all excited about it. We're going to be there this weekend. You know, one of the reasons, why do you go there? You go for excitement. You go to watch the, of course, the Cowboys, but... What are the other great performers in a rodeo? That's right. It's the stock. And with us today is John Growney, who is providing stock for the Roundup. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. And you're a local guy.
Well, I'm a fifth generation from Red Bluff, so I guess I am local.
Wow. We're going to be down in Red Bluff today, finding all about what's going on in the Red Bluff Roundup. So what does it mean? Okay, you're fifth generation from Red Bluff. Stock sure. Contractor, share with our listeners what that title and what that means.
Okay, I don't know if it really means anything, but there's five stock contractors. We all furnish bulls and horses, bucking bulls and bucking horses here. And so this is one of the top rodeos in the nation. It is the top rodeo in the nation this weekend. So we try and bring, as a committee, a Red Bluff committee, we try and bring the best stock we can so every cowboy has a chance of winning first. So with five stock contractors, it pretty much tells you if a good horse or a good bull. And the bull riding, they never do. There's 10 placings here, and they never do make it to the 10th place. We never have more than maybe 7 or 8 qualified bull rides. But it's because we have so many good bulls here challenging these bull riders. So anyway, that's what that means. As far as me being a fifth generation, my great-grandfather helped start the Bluff Roundup in 1921 or somewhere around there. And so our family has always been involved. But until I got in the rodeo business, you know, I was raised in the automobile business, and my great-grandfather was a bricklayer. They made bricks and laid bricks here in town.
Well, now, you were a bronc rider and a bull rider too, though, right?
Yeah, I wasn't a very good bronc rider, but I did pretty good riding bulls. I never made the national finals, but I don't think I ever concentrated on doing that.
Now, John, you know, one of the things maybe people don't realize is that when they see the judges out there in the arena, the men in the striped shirts, that they give out grades not just for how the cowboy rides, but it's also as how the animal they're riding performs.
Right. It's a big thing. A judge, the two judges, each judge has 1 to 25 points for the animal and 1 to 25 points for the rider. And you know, when we're here at Red Bluff, the committee expects at least 20-point animals or better. And so that's how the animals are judged, and that's how the cowboys are judged. So
yeah,
it's interesting to see.
Yeah, well, no matter how good the cowboy is, if that animal's not performing, I mean, he can dance all over him and everything else,
right.
But he'll still get a low score. And I imagine if they don't know they're going to have 20 plus animals at a rodeo, that they kind of takes a little bit of the edge off them.
Right. You know, with the cost of traveling nowadays, you know, these cowboys already know what they have drawn at this rodeo. And so they start deciding if they're coming from the Midwest, Texas or something like that. They start deciding if they even want to come because they know they might be able to place on that animal. So that's why Red Bluff Roundup has five stock contractors here, because then they're all drawing something pretty good. So now they've got to decide to keep coming. And the cost of traveling nowadays is so great that these kids really have a lot of money invested before they even get here.
So, John, my question is, you know, just from the layman here, Are you like say in show business, an agent would be? So do you like, when you say contract, do you find a bull out of Utah and bring him in just for the roundup?
Well, not really. What we do is, we're like a team, like Groundy Brothers Rodeo Company is a team. And Don Kish is our bull man and Tim Bridwell is our bucking horse guy. And they're building their team. It's almost like drafting. You're trying to buy somebody else's horse from them. You'll hear of a horse that's in an amateur herd somewhere, but he's really bucking good. And you go there and you try and buy him because you want that horse on your team. And so really what we're doing is drafting our own team all the time. And we're letting players go and we're bringing ones in. So that's our job, is just to have these animals that come and challenge in the PRCA Cowboys.
Hey, John.
I'm
sorry. We're getting ready to take, we need to take a break here, but so hold that thought. But one of the things we want to talk about, this is absolutely fascinating to me, is that you're like putting together a championship NFL team here. Except
right.
it's of horses and bulls. But when we come back, I'd like to ask you is, what are the qualifications that you're looking for? I mean, you say you hear about this animal. Are they breeding bulls and horses now to be buckers? In other words, they're taking, ones with great bucking ability and breeding them, trying to raise a strain of these. These are all things we want to talk about.
Just like you would a thoroughbred. Let's find out. Well, we're going to take a break. Stay with us on the other side, please, John. And,
I'll be here with you.
All right. Casey and our 1460.
One night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
I'm bragging. Look at all this stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass. And we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences. So give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work and corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. your local choice in credit repair.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
And I buy the bar, double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town.
Yeah,
never
welcome back.
Be the same.
Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. Yeah, it must be a Red Bluff Roundup week. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Give Mike Huber a call at 530-241-7866. He does great work. You want those counters redone in your kitchen? This is the man to come to. Fire pits is the man to come to. He does things, bathrooms, you name it, he'll do it. You can trust him. He gives great prices. He does great work. Mike Huber at Estate Granite, 530-241-7866. Our guest is John Grounie, is
stock contractor of the Red Bluff Roundup. We are on the phone with, he is a fifth generation Red Bluff resident. And we were talking earlier about what it is to be a stock contractor. Carl's question, and he asked you to hold over, was about, what are they? Are they breeding now for bucking horses? And you know, what's the game?
We are. Remember, you guys already know that the judges have 25 points to give the Cowboys from the animals.
That's right.
We're trying to go maybe from a 19 average livestock to a 20 or a 21, and that's what we're constantly building on, trying to make the horses and bulls better. My partner Don Kish, he raises the bucking bulls, and he's been with me we've been in the rodeo business for 35 years now. His bulls are getting so good they can't really ride his bulls. So every one of his bulls are 21, 22 pluses. So, but he's been working on it for almost 25 years now. So he's done a great job of putting his bull herd together.
Now does he breed or does he just buy?
No, we used to buy when we first started.
Uh-huh.
And we about one out of every 10 animals or bulls that we'd buy would make a bucking bull. And now his percentage, you know, he raises all of his own bulls.
Right.
He never goes outside of his own herd. He probably has about a 70% bucking bull ratio with his bulls, and then they're even better. When I used to ride bulls, we never got on the quality of bulls that they're getting on now. Every bull is a 21. They just, you know, they're coming. When you nod your head, you know you're getting on something that's going to try and buck you off.
Are the riders getting better?
Not really, but no, they can't. Nobody's breeding the riders, so they don't.
Nobody's breeding the riders. Oh, you know what? That's, I don't know, John. You know, you've got third generation cowboys competing. So
I know it, but and they do. You know, they do have. They learn to ride sooner. They learn to ride better. But they just, the breeding program that you're seeing out there raising bucking bulls now, you know, every time you go to a rodeo or a bull riding, you never see them ride very many bulls. When I was riding, 50% of the bull riders rode.
Uh-huh.
You just don't see it anymore like that.
Well,
so,
I have to admit that, you know, when I watch either a PBR or some of the, rodeos, that is, I tell you, these bulls are coming out and they are in the air. They have hang time of 8 seconds.
Right.
I mean, you know, before they hit
they
the
get
ground.
It on. They get it on. You know, I'm in the rodeo business, and when I'm watching these kids get on these bulls, I go, Jesus, why in the hell would I have ever thought I wanted to be a bull rider? And you hurt these guys every time you drive them in the ground.
Well, you know, the thing about it, what maybe people don't realize, as things have changed, is that there's no guaranteed job there, and I don't know if they get injured, they don't ride and they don't make money, or is that, if things change a little bit.
They're on their own. They pay their own entry fees, their own traveling expense, and if they don't win something, they're out their own money.
Now, just kind of the opposite way is that they're up and they're going to be making the finals to make it to Las Vegas. And
right.
They've drawn some really bad bulls that they turn them out so they just don't even have to ride before they get there?
No, because they all know. See, like Red Bluff, I was telling you,
yeah.
It pays 10 monies here.
Yeah.
And they know all they got to do is ride one. So every one of them, if you don't believe in yourself enough to come and try and ride every bull you get on, you're really wasting your time being in the especially in the PRC or in the PBR.
Okay.
So you're just seeing these guys, they all show up. Because they know they got a chance to win something.
Okay, now I know this may sound a little out there, but okay, you bred the bulls because you know they buck. Is there any type of training they do, or is it
for
just
the bull?
Yeah, for the bull? I mean,
What, there is. We actually nowadays. It's really evolved since we've been in the rodeo business. And now they have a, we'll take the 2-year-old bulls that we're raising, that Donnie's raising, and they have a machine. It's based on a dog collar, shock collar, but what it is doing is opening the machine. It releases the machine off the top of the bull's back. So it's like a remote car deal or something. So you sit there with a little button that you're pushing, and you have this machine that weighs about 50 pounds on the back of this young bull, and that bull starts bucking, and when he's bucking really good, you release it, and it throws it off. So this bull starts learning that if he really bucks, he can throw this machine off his back. Now when he gets to be 3 years old, they're still doing the same thing, but we have these college kids from up at Quincy that come down and get on, and then now they're bucking these college kids off. So we're actually at 2 and 3, we're starting to bring them along, and we don't expose them to the PRCA or the PBR till they're 5 years old. So they're going through this training process of throwing, you know, the machine off, a young kid off, and then kids that don't ride that good off. Or we'll have a kid that rides really good, and at 3 or 4 seconds or 5 seconds, we'll say get off, and then they'll jump off.
Positive
bull is always learning to throw something off.
Positive reinforcement. You're training them to throw the riders off.
Right. You really do. And now we're doing it with the bucking horses. So. It's really something to see how we've come along.
Well, you know what, John, if you don't mind, you know, we're going to be there at the media day today. Maybe we can set up a time to come out since you're right. You got all your operations right in Red Bluff, right?
Yeah. Well, you're coming to my place. This is where the party is today.
Well, you know what?
Hey, this is exciting.
Can't wait to meet you and like to see the operation. Yeah. You know what? I always thought in the back of my mind, they're training them. In 1973, when I was a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps down at Camp Pendleton, they had the Camp Pendleton Rodeo. And that was my introduction to bull riding. And, it took me like 5 times before I realized this was a lot worse than just going to combat.
you rode bulls or watched them ride bulls that was the same era I'm in.
Okay.
So they didn't really train them then. You just went to the sale yard and you looked for a bull that would be the right type of bull, and then you would buck him and hope he made a bucking bull. And, but now, when you're at Camp Pendleton and you show Groundy Brothers show up, those bulls are already trained to throw you off.
Well, I don't even know if they would bring you all down there, because you would be killing Marines, it sounds like.
Right.
You know,
well, listen,
I think they want those numbers. They want those 3-point bulls for us. So.
Right. Until Desert Storm, we used to do the rodeo down there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean,
but we weren't in the rodeo business in 1973.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was thinking, wow, would that be something? Anyway, yeah. Hey, John, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'll find you guys today.
Yeah, we'll find you too. John Groundy, who is one of the stock contractors who, they breed bulls and they breed horses at the Groundy Stock
Company. Coming up this weekend at the Red Bluff Roundup.
Hey, if you weren't planning on going, you better be planning now. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Thanks a lot, John.
Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hot Cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday Night Cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
A workout. 7:56 in the morning. Good morning, KCNR 1460 here. Speaking of workout, I've been saying this, and today I think is a perfect day. It's sunny out. It's the time, you know, it's cool April nights. It's the rodeo. You start to think about, you know, the winter, shedding of the winter blues or weight or what have you. And what, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to get with an expert and start working on a routine? Well, Adamson's Peak Performance has come to me, and I am giving away on a special day where I'll be doing a drawing. And so I would love to have you call in, and here's what you're going to receive. It'll be a $350 package, and yes, I'm going to be drawing in a few weeks, where you can go into Adamson's Peak Performance, meet with an expert. They'll put you on a personal training program, do nutrition. This is an opportunity that is really amazing. And because we've been in Adamson's for so long, I said, you know, let's look at something that we're going to do for anybody who wants to kind of get into transforming or just getting ready for, you know, the lake, you know, how are feeling, just need to feel strong. And believe me, when I talk about Adamson's Peak Performance, this is a different kind of place. It's a different gym. So right now, if you call in, Bob will take your name and I'll put you in a drawing. So 605-4567. This is a great way to, like I said, get back in touch with your body and your, what you're eating, and you're going to have, like Amy, the nutritionist, and you know that she calls in every Friday. She'll sit down with you. And again, this is just Adamson's. It's a way for them to be able to introduce to you who they are. And I would love to, that's one of our lucky listeners is going to get that. So call in 605-4567 and we'll put your name on a list and I'll be drawing a name in about 2 weeks for the lucky winner.
Okay. And that's going to be fun. Now, this Saturday, join me as I sit out there and watch Linda and Pat Carson Trio out in Semel Vineyards. And 474-5546. Everybody has a great time out there. Okay. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's talk. Tonight, the Redding City, at the Redding City Council, they're going to be talking about drones. They're going to be talking about, should they have drones? Should we allow drones to land here? And Missy MacArthur, who wasn't here last time, and it split 2-2 last time. So Missy MacArthur is going to have the swing vote, I think, unless something else has changed. But the question is whether we allow drones to land here at Redding, at the Redding Airport, on their way over to approved air routes to a training area. And what about the question is of privacy and the erosion, it's privacy and erosion of privacy rights. That both the Tea Party and the ACLU are into this. I find it, you know, I find it funnier that they use the word Tea Party activist and not ACLU activist, you know, when they're talking editorials. But the thing that Bruce Ross wrote today, and it's an interesting editorial when he says, these have got to be addressed, but should they be addressed at the city level or should they be addressed at the federal level? Well, frankly, talking to some of the drone companies right here in California, they're moving out. It's getting to be too hard. We're going to talk a lot about this tomorrow. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. When we come back, Dr. Pius DeNuca will be with us talking Obamacare.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. More people were bombed at the Boston Marathon than we first thought. It's now 176 wounded.
There are a variety of sharp objects that we found in their body,
including nails believed to be inside the two bombs. Dr. George Velmahaus at Mass General says they had to do 4 amputations. 17 of the injured are critical. Of course, 3 in the crowd of spectators were killed, including an 8-year-old boy.
This is a tragedy, but Boston's a strong city. We'll see if they get through this.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino. So who did this? We don't know yet, and there's no suspect in custody. We do have some new information. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Boston.
The press conference giving key information that there were 2 explosions from 2 explosive devices, but that no other unexploded devices were found. But crucial other information may be a while coming. Richard DeLoria, the FBI agent in charge, speaking at the press conference.
There are no known additional threats. We continue to interview various witnesses and process the crime scene.
The downtown area of Boston here remains cordoned off. Streets closed as well as shops. Layers upon layer of law enforcement patrolling the area, including a helicopter hovering overhead near Copley Square. Dave?
Now, Courtney, President Obama has ordered flags at half-staff at the White House and other U.S. buildings around the world. Security has been increased in other cities, and police across the country got new guidance from the FBI and Homeland Security. House Speaker John Boehner says,
"We carry on in the American spirit. We'll come together with grace and with strength."
We're getting news on the economy today. Housing's rebound continues. Home builders broke new ground on the most new construction in nearly 5 years last month as cheaper gas drove overall consumer prices down. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 87 points, and gold's also rebounding from its huge sell-off yesterday up $20. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
What happened in Boston is certainly being monitored in London, where there is a marathon this weekend. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
That's right. Organizers say they will review security, but 36,000 competitors will run in London as planned Sunday.
I'm sure it's the right decision, and they'll cope very well with the increased demands that are now placed upon them.
That's UK Athletics Chairman Ed Warner. Britain's sports minister says it's a chance for Londoners to show solidarity with Boston. And there'll be tighter security at the public funeral parade tomorrow for the late Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. 4,000 police officers lining the route through London streets. Dave?
And Alistair, Thatcher's body being taken to the Houses of Parliament, where it will rest overnight before the funeral. She died 8 days ago. For the second time in a week, the earth has quaked in Iran.
We had a large earthquake, magnitude 7.8, on the Iran-Pakistan border.
Jenna Persley with the U.S. Geological Survey. There are conflicting reports of deaths in Iran. Earlier, 40 were reported, then none. In Pakistan, 13 people died. Hundreds of houses destroyed. The quake so powerful it was felt in India, Dubai, and Bahrain. Remember Three Mile Island and its nuclear scare back in the 1970s? Well, today, it'll conduct a mock terror drill.
Emergency responders will be put through their paces today at Three Mile Island. It's an effort to be prepared to handle a radiation leak emergency as caused by an armed attack by terrorists or an airplane strike or other scenarios. It's considered the first test of its kind in the U.S. and could be used as the blueprint for other nuclear plants. Until now, emergency preparedness exercises involved scenarios in which equipment failed. In Harrisburg, Bob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
A no contest plea in court in Orlando from a third defendant charged in a deadly hazing ritual at Florida A&M. Caleb Jackson, among more than a dozen former A&M band members facing manslaughter and hazing charges. Drum major Roger Champion died during a hazing beating in 2011. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl on the bot. 8:05 in the morning. Good morning. And it is April the 16th, a beautiful day outside. Would you say is the weather, is it going to be beautiful all week long in the weather or just today? I think it's going to be all
currently
week.
50 degrees in the downtown studios. It is lovely. When I say the downtown studios, 1326 Market Street is where we are.
As opposed to our outside
mostly
the downtown.
Sunny day with temperatures around 67, a clear evening with around 43. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Check out the website, ensemblevineyards.com. There's music every weekend. I'll be up there with the Pat Karch Trio on April 20th. So please join us there.
Join us this Saturday.
And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Excuse me. Getting over a cold. Major averages are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 75 points at 14,674. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 1562. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 21 points at 3,237. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Sprint, Nextel, up a nickel at $7.11. Bank of America, positive 15 cents at $12.13. Coca-Cola, up $2.06 at $42.15. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 4 cents at $15.96. North Valley Bank off 2 pennies at $17.79. Bank of Commerce positive a nickel at $5 even. Turning to commodities, gold is up $18 an ounce at $1,379. Silver positive 11 cents at $23. Crude oil off 76 cents, trading at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors with us Monday through Friday for our Market Minute at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices or give them a call at 530-243-7561 with all the volatility in the stock market. Where is it going? Is it going up? Is it going down? How much is it going to go up? Give them a call. 243-7561.
Now this month, just because we want to make you super aware.
Super aware.
Is?
It's Don't Drive Distracted Month. So this is a concentrated effort by, concentrated effort by all the law enforcement agencies to make sure that you don't drive distracted. Now what's that mean? Usually means cell phone. So, if you're driving around with a cell phone and you're listening to this right now, you might want to start looking over your shoulder because there are policemen that are just
waiting,
just parked out there on their motorcycles and other places. As you drive by with that cell phone up against your head, you are easy pickings. And I'm not even sure how much that is, but it's got to be $200. No, and if it's jaywalking's $190, then if they get you with a cell phone, it's got to be over $200. And so just a warning to all of our friends. And if you're driving with the cell phone up against your head or you're watching TV or you're texting, which is, I still don't understand how you can text and drive.
Okay, we're good.
Now, also, it could be eating a hamburger. If you're sitting there eating food and all this, that could be distracted driving too. They could get you for any of those things.
Turning around and smacking your kids while you're driving is probably not a good idea.
Oh, no. But it's self
defense. Just in the baby seat in the back.
Unless it's self defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I know everybody on the tip of our lips is just a tragedy. It's a worldwide tragedy. What transpired yesterday in Boston. And I know a lot of people want to talk about it, and we have Dr. Danuka here. We're going to take a break so we can, you know, shift the program and talk about really Boston and the tragedy there. So we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Don't let tax time slow you down. Accelerate to Wind River Casino and play our Dodge the Taxman Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Dodge Dart SE, a car that turns heads, a new sleeker compact with a new sleeker look. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Dodge Dart. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily. Your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Tuesdays. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Tuesday, April 30th, where you could win free slot play or a brand new Dodge Dart. The best part is that you get to avoid the tax man. We pay the sales tax for you when you drive off in your 2013 Dodge Dart. Over $40,000 in prizes given away in our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun for your chance to win the 2013 Dodge Dart. See official rules. Some restrictions may apply. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, April the 16th, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's going to be hot. It's going to get hotter. You want to make sure your air conditioner is ready. When's the last time you had it serviced? Had the filters changed, cleaned, the whole thing? Just somebody to look at it. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, or just routine maintenance. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
I think we're going to set them up on a routine maintenance program.
Oh, yeah, we are. In fact, he's going to be in here soon, and we're going to be talking about...
Set it up.
He's going to be in here soon talking about what you have to do to get ready for the summer.
I don't want it to blast all of a sudden. You know how it just temperatures raise quickly.
Yeah.
So...
Our guest today, Dr. Piyush Danuka, and the doctor was going to come in. We were going to do a couple of things we're going to talk about, believe it or not, Second Amendment, you know, Obamacare. Because the things that are starting to happen are just starting to really impact with the Obamacare. We're going to talk about the changes, but We've changed up our scheduling a little bit here, our programming right now a little bit, because the doctor wants to talk about Boston as I do. But the other part was, and something I did not know, was Dr. DeNuca was there at 9/11 in New York.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
I actually was in New York suburbs for 10 years before I moved to Reading.
Uh-huh.
And I worked in a hospital right outside the city. So it's a very emotional memory for me because I loved New York City. Just World Trade Center, I'd been a couple of times. My 90-year-old uncle, we took him to World Trade Center. It was his last wish, kind of, that I want to go to the top of the World Trade Center. So we took him there, and just within some time, then it was destroyed, and this was very emotional for us. So Boston brings back those memories for me. I was in Boston 2 weeks ago. My daughter goes to school in a suburb of Boston.
Oh, my goodness.
So we were, of course, worried about her. We texted her and all that, and she wasn't there. But, you know, she can be there any time because she goes to a concert there. She goes to the city.
She may have gone to just to see the marathon if she has not seen that before.
One of my assistant's grandson actually went from Maine to Boston. She just told me yesterday to see a marathon. So this is a very, you know, I don't know how much people realize this, but these marathon events are really big family events. They're all kids there, cheering their parents, finishing the lines, parents cheering their kids, finishing the lines. So it's a very important family event for Bostonians as well as in other cities like New York. And it's a celebrated event which people prepare for years and years from everywhere. But more importantly, what people don't realize is that many people from different countries come to these events. In Boston Marathon, I believe there were more than 50 countries represented there.
Oh yeah, all these major marathons have people from all over the world. That's
right.
What they do.
Right, and many times people from Kenya and Africa, as we know, win these events. So it's not just an attack on Americans; it's an attack on humanity all over the world, and that's what I wanted to emphasize here. To give an example, when I was in New York after 9/11, I had been there in this country only for a few years. And America was attacked and everybody was talking, hey, America is, if you see outside the country, like people in the Middle East, they believe America is their enemy, Great Satan, it has done bad things. And our own president went apologizing for America's bad actions when he took over the presidency. But what I felt was, when I was working in this hospital, that half of the physicians there were from different countries. New York City, if you go there, New York City, just like Boston, is one of the cities in the world where you can find every ethnicity, every nationality, every language, every type of food, which you cannot find anywhere else in the world. Half of the population in these countries has some foreign relation, or more even, actually. So who are these people attacking? Who is their enemy? Innocent people? People from all over the world? It's not just an act of terror or act of war against America. It's an act of war against the entire humanity. And I really feel emotional about it because I really love these cities. I had never imagined living outside the country that this was possible. Nowhere else you'll find so many people from different ethnicity living there peacefully, getting prosperous, and being accepted and respected. So this is something which I wanted to point out.
Well, this is, I think it's really important from what our friend said. And because we call Paiyush DeNuca and his bride, of course, friends. And the fact is coming to America for these reasons, it's because America is a melting pot. And we celebrate our immigrants and the people that come to become prosperous and to bring something and add something to our society. And to be in New York at that point and the impact this had on the people and around you at that, you know, when that happened. I want to take a break right now. When we come back, doctors, talk about 9/11, the impact on you and your family and all those people you were dealing with right then. And then we'll talk about Boston, because you're right. It wasn't an attack specifically against those people there. This was an attack against humanity. And humanity of all, and all of humanity, not just a specific group.
Right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As we join Bob to Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
2 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Rabobank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:22 in the morning, 51 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, our buddies down at Redding Crown Motors, for Redding and, of course, the whole North State, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, they have it. New, previously owned, give them a chance down. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue. There are going to be a lot of things going on Cool April Nights Week over there at Redding Crown Motors. Not only have they got every car, truck, SUV you may possibly want, but also, of course, the service department is second to none. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, or again, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and Dr. Dhanuka has been on our show several times. We're coming on to talk about Obamacare and a couple of things, but after what happened in Boston yesterday, Dr. Dhanuka was in New York for 9/11, out in the suburbs there working at a hospital when that happened, and then they have this happen. So he is running, parallels to that. And, good morning and welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you.
We have a caller on the line. Alexandria Arusu. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Zunoka. I just want to say thank you so much for saying that it is a crime against humanity. Dan and I were in the city when 9/11 happened as well, and the one thing that stuck out in my mind the most was how everyone from every walk of life was there together doing something to help each other. I mean, I remember, people from India, people from Africa, people from all walks of life, they were all doing something to help one another. And even in the midst of that tragedy, the love that was there was so eminent. And it really made you step outside and see that this is not just about America. This is about every single person in the world. And it was just a very, very powerful experience.
So
I really want to thank you for saying that.
Alex, when you all were there, the impact on you and Dr. Dan, impact on you all then? Personal impact.
For me, what it actually made me see was that when things like this happen, people really come together to help. I mean, all those first responders, all those firemen, all those police officers, even people that were, the bus drivers, they were letting you go on for free. You couldn't use the subways, I remember. And people were, like, giving out food and water to people. I mean, for me, it was a big tragedy, but I also saw the positive in it. And that was really something beautiful, actually, for me.
Well, hey, Alex.
Dan as well.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Alex,
yeah,
and Alex and Dr. Dan have,
thank
a,
you, Alex.
Have a show also on our station here on Saturdays at 1 p.m. And also have, are looking at America from a spot of wanting to come to America and prosper here. And so, hey, Alex, thank
and
you
help.
So much.
Actually, I just wanted to say one more thing is
sure.
that my family actually came here as political refugees. I mentioned that to you, Carl.
Yes.
In the 80s. And that's another thing Dr. Junica was pointing out, was that there's nowhere else in the world where you can be respected, and no matter where you come from and given an opportunity to live. If my parents weren't given that opportunity to come here, I would have had a completely different life. So this country really offers us so much, and it's really sad to see when things like this happen.
Well, thank you. You know what? I think people sometimes forget that America is that shining beacon.
That, on the hill.
The shining city on the hill that you come to prosper and to make something of yourself, and you're accepted by the way that you perform in society. So.
Thank you for your call.
Thank
Lovely.
You so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, you know what? You hit it.
So Dr. Danuka, what's your process this morning? I'm sure every minute it's changing.
Yeah. So, there are a few things I wanted to share going a little bit farther than that from based on my experience and analysis of for last 10 years. One of the, and if I could address probably there are a couple of things here. First thing I would like to address is how New York and America reacted to 9/11 and how we can apply the same lessons to Boston or any other event which may happen in future. The first thing was a steely resolve that we won't give up. We won't be defeated. And not because we have more power, not because we have more weapons, which we do. We could destroy many countries if we want in a minute, but not because of that, but because of our resolve to be exceptional, which is that we will not be defeated by the evil. We will stand up to evil. We will fight our way all the way, which I'm very happy that we killed Osama, and in Pakistan, which was a great thing which we did. So we will not give in to the evil. But the second thing was also very important to realize was how America reacted. There were a lot of calls after 9/11 which were anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, anti-Middle East. But if you see how Bush came out after 9/11, he said, we will make sure that every person who is innocent in the country will be safe. We will protect them irrespective of their religion or ethnicity. There were no acts of vengeance except occasional thing here and there, which were quickly caught.
Right, and stopped.
But there were no organized events for the purpose of vengeance against Muslims or Arabs or Middle Eastern. You don't see that in the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, people jump on a collective punishment to anyone who does this kind of act. So America really showed its character to the world that we are not just powerful, we are also exceptional with our ethical approach. And that's what we have to remember also, which makes America different. That in last 20 years, nobody has targeted Muslims or Arabs or Middle Easterns or Asians or Africans just because of their ethnicity or their looks. When I go to airport, I've never been stopped. I've never been stopped for an extra checking. So I have no complaint against that. So that's what we need to remember also.
Is that we, as Americans, we try to go after the ones that have done it, not an entire race or nation of people.
Exactly.
Or a type.
Or type.
Exactly.
And you know what? As much as we complain about, why is this guy walking through wearing the turban and my 90-year-old grandmother being checked?
Right, right.
It's because we are a great nation and we are exceptional.
Exactly.
And sometimes we forget that. And sometimes we need people that are here because this is an exceptional nation.
Spot check, Dr.
DeNova. And they choose to come here.
But that's what makes it exceptional because everybody trusts America. People like everyone trusts America then.
You know, that's,
mentioned something this morning, Carl. I think that's very important. And let's talk about that on the backside, on the other side of this commercial break. We're still continuing about our conversation with Boston. Call in 605-4567. If you need to talk about it, we've kind of changed our program this morning so that we could be in line with what's happening with right now. And, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is about to speak from the White House briefing room about the Boston Marathon attack. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in Boston this morning.
The President of the United States has pledged his full support in all efforts, both to keep the city safe and to find the person who did this and bring them to justice.
The FBI and Boston police chasing down leads, looking for clues. They're asking marathon spectators to send in any photos or video taken around the spot of the explosions near the finish line.
We are in the process of securing and processing the most complex crime scene that we've dealt with in the history of our department.
Police Commissioner Ed Davis says 176 people are hurt, 3 killed in the 2 explosions, with all other suspicious devices cleared. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel calling the attack a cruel act of terror. This is a Fox News alert.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
3 little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 51 degrees. It's 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, a place where I have to go to very soon. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Get your haircut there. Meet the guys. You're just going to have a wonderful time. You do nothing else but sit down, read the magazines, and talk. It's a great time. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay. Our guest today is Dr. Paige DeNuca, and we were going to talk about Obamacare, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're talking about what happened in Boston yesterday, but we also talked about what happened at 9/11, and the doctor was working in a hospital outside New York when that occurred. And then Alexandria Rousseau called, and she was in New York, she and her husband Dan. We're in New York also. And what a huge impact this has, but both of you have said something that is so important, is that this wasn't an attack against America per se. This was an attack against humanity. And it also shows the strength of the American people. That, as Dr. DeNuca pointed out, that people did not go on a rampage after that, hating Middle Easterns or people that were different, that they looked different. They could have looked at Middle Eastern or Arab or whatever. It was, the fact is that while there were some isolated incidents, they were isolated and quickly quelled. This was not.
And punished.
They were punished, and they were punished for that. And this is something that makes this country so great.
Absolutely. That's actually very important to remember. And, the reason I say that is somebody, there are a lot of internet rumors going on and all that, and people say that, oh, we should attack Muslims or Middle East or something, which is just by some couple of hate mongers. That's not what American people think. American people are very egalitarian, and being free themselves, they respect the freedom of others. And that's something which we need to remember. The other thing I want to point out was the way somehow people try to create a moral confusion in our mind. How they do that is by saying that, oh, America has done bad things. America is killing people in Iraq, in Afghanistan. So how is this different? They constantly say that, oh, America is involved in terrorism too. So here is my answer to that. America does not target innocent people. There may be some collateral damages. There may be some accidental people dying in the acts of war, but America doesn't target innocent people. If at all, America tries to minimize innocent deaths. Whereas these terrorists, they're targeting innocent people, they're trying to maximize the deaths of innocent people, and they celebrate that afterwards. So, we have to remember that we are not being attacked because we did something bad, it's because people who are attacking us are bad. And that's a moral clarity we need to have, because a lot of times we say, you know, it's just a retribution to our bad acts. No, we have to remember that. It's not that. America has not done things like terrorism, which these people are doing.
And I think that leads to the next, to what we were talking about
before. We took the break, you had mentioned something this morning, and I don't know why it made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I'd like you to reiterate to our listeners and to me what you really meant behind, if you live in this country, this is going to happen again, and you're living in freedom, which means there could be another bombing.
Absolutely. Because if you live in a free society, which is under our Constitution, and which is guaranteed in our Constitution, if you live in a free society where people can gather together, or people can travel without special permission or special visas to go from one city to another, if you live free, you have got to expect that this is going to happen. You have to, it's part of what is what's out there, because it is evil. It's not us. It's evil coming in to target innocent people. You didn't see them targeting a military base where you could actually say, okay, it's a military base. You didn't see them targeting the Pentagon. You didn't see that. You saw them targeting a place where there's men, women, and children who are innocent out there. But to be free means is that we pay that price of freedom by not having a law enforcement agency or a military agency sitting at the edge of our street, knocking on our door when they want to search, make sure there's no explosives there or guns. It's, if you're going to live free, you've got to accept these things. You've got to accept there's bad people out there. And what we do then is we find them and we punish them. And we punish them, but not the innocent people around them. We punish them.
Right.
We punish the evildoers. And as the doctor said, we're not evil. We are a, you know, sometimes we forget this, that we are a beacon. We are that beacon that people come to make something of themselves, to build a life that's where it's free. And the doctor has said this before. He knows the difference between freedom in America and freedom in other countries that say they're free. And it is completely different.
You are absolutely so right, Carl. Freedom has a price which we must be prepared to pay. You know, like Patrick Henry said, that, you know, give me freedom or give me death. And we have to be prepared for that. And one thing after 9/11, I must say, what happened was after 9/11, Giuliani and Bush, they all came out and said, go out in the city, don't stay in the home, don't let these people scare you.
Don't let them change your life.
Don't let them change your life.
Don't live in fear.
Go out, eat in the restaurants, have fun, enjoy. At the same time, we have the resolve to go after the evil, but don't change your lifestyle and do not give up your freedom. Because that's something which we want to protect more than our life, even freedom.
And that is the end result of a terrorist act. They want to change. What is the definition of terrorism? They want to change your society by the use of violence or threats of violence.
Absolutely.
That's what they want. We can't let that happen.
We cannot let that happen. We cannot let them take away their freedom. And what their hope is, what they're hoping by these things is by scaring us into hunkering down, closing our borders completely to everyone, impinging on our civil liberties, maybe hoping that people will turn against each other. That's what they're hoping.
Yeah.
I'm curious about, you know, the trauma of what happens and the rippling down effect of the witnessing it or having somebody, the trauma and like post-traumatic stress or the shock factor of what happens physically and what we as a nation or what we can say to those people who happen to be in Boston that are still not even, it's just not real. It's kind of surreal is what they're saying. We'll be right back. I'd love to hear, well, what's the process? Help us with the process. Kate.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is as smooth as with the hop.
For calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
The The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. 51 degrees out there, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring the in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. That's North State's nutrition experts right there at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in Reading. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, a great place to go into. And just, you know what? You talk to the people there, they all know what they're talking about. So you can ask questions and they're more than happy to spend time with you. Orchard Nutrition. Our guest is Dr. Pius Dhanuka. And, we talked about what true freedom is. And freedom's got a price. You know, and it doesn't mean you're on the front lines fighting. Freedom's got a price that we pay, that we have to accept some things that are going to be tragedies in our life. But we can't give up those freedoms. We can't turn on each other. We can't allow the government to crack down on us because of an incident. As bad as it was, it was nothing compared to 9/11. As far as the numbers, but it was still a huge tragedy in the fact that we were targeted like that. But we can't give up freedoms.
Right, absolutely.
This is the exact opposite of what we should look at. It's not a crackdown on what we're doing, but the ability to live free.
Absolutely. We absolutely have to cherish that because that's what defines us. And that's what the world doesn't like. That's what the world doesn't like about us.
The world's not going to like us because we live free.
Exactly. But interesting thing is, most of the people want to migrate to America. If you see in any country, the longest lines to migrate are in front of American embassy. So for that reason, it's important for us to realize that. Other thing I want to say is, which Linda had just raised, that about the anxiety part after these kind of events, and that's also important to remember. After 9/11, we noticed several people all over the country, not just in New York, had anxiety, a floating anxiety which couldn't be defined. They were just worried, scared. It's important to confront those emotions, to understand, yes, that we have that fear, but to look into the fear's eyes and come up with a resolve that we will not give up, we will not give in, and also talk to the children about that so that they understand these events and to explain to them that we are there to protect to our best of our capabilities. That's nothing is guaranteed. Life is not guaranteed, but we will make our best efforts. At the same time, start thinking about that to move beyond it, not just be stuck in that.
Well, you know, we have a caller, Alexandria, who called earlier. Alexandria, Alex,
Hi.
You wanted to talk about just exactly what the doctor, Dr. DeNuca was talking
about
is handling this, what after it happened, how you move on from there.
The healing process.
Exactly what Dr. DeNuca just said. I did have a lot of anxiety. I mean, I saw the building collapse right in front of me right there. There's smoke everywhere. And I had a hard time wanting to come into the city with the bus. I was living in New Jersey and commuting every day. I was going to school in Chelsea. I found myself waking up in the middle of the night having nightmares about it, that the Lincoln Tunnel was going to collapse on me and everything was going to explode. And I kind of kept it in. I didn't talk about it. And when I started asking around other people, they were having the same thing. And I found that talking to other people about this really helped me a lot. And it, at first, that's what it did. It wanted, like, it was that idea of not wanting to go out, just wanting to stay sheltered in your house and not wanting to go anywhere because you're afraid something was going to explode. And at that moment, I kind of understood what maybe people in the Middle East felt like, or people in other countries that were constantly getting bombed. And it's a terrifying feeling, and I still have nightmares about it to this day. But the process of healing was really talking to other people about it and even going to psychotherapy. It's a process, and nobody wants to witness that. It's almost like what I would imagine people in war witness, post-traumatic stress disorder.
It is. It was because it had a tremendous impact on your life. We talk about men and women in combat, but men and women who see things like this, like 9/11, and you watch the buildings collapse. How can this not affect you? But do you think that? But at the same time, it's not. Did you say, oh, we need more restrictions on ourselves because these people attacked us?
No, and it's exactly what you guys said. Go out. Go. You know, live your life normally like you did before. It's hard to do right after because you're still so scared, you know, and,
sure.
and especially if you're very sensitive to these things, which I can't imagine anyone who wouldn't be. You know, it's these terrorists that are creating these problems that I feel don't have an ounce of sensitivity. They're so blocked from that they could just blow up themselves even, you know, in things like this. It's just beyond me. And it's hard to break out of that. But if you talk to others and if you go for help and you realize that the only way to combat it is by being free within yourself and knowing that, you know, I guess anything could happen at any time, really. I mean, a plane can crash on me right now. You never know. Life is like that. And it's just coming to the realization that life is so precious and any moment, you know, your life can really end and just cherishing it for what it is and being free in that moment by going out and doing what, you know, you normally would do.
Okay.
That's how you fight it, I think.
If I may add, life can end any time, but still life goes on. I can hear your daughter in the background, and that's what we have to remember, that life goes on after everything. We will not just stop living because of this.
And the final thought I can make on this before we have to go to a break is it's so important to live free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back.
No, I won't.
KCNR 1460. You are tuned in too. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8:55 in the morning, currently 51 degrees.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's a locally owned, family operated business. Everything you want when you're looking for a propane company. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. We're talking to Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about, we were going to talk about Obamacare because, you know, frankly, Obamacare is going to radically change how we get medicine here.
That's actually a bigger problem for us than
We started talking about, you know, there's always room for that. What happened at Boston is something we need to talk about from people who have come and, you know, Dr. Dhanuka and his family have come to America. They came to America because it was a place where they could be free and they could prosper and they could be accepted for what they contributed.
Absolutely. And my children can have a promise of a better life.
That's right. And then we had a phone call from Alexandria Rasu, who is a political refugee from Romania. And that's why her family came here. They came here as political refugees and made something of themselves. Also, again, from America.
So your daughter is in Boston.
Yeah, she goes to a school near Boston, the suburb of Boston. So the first thing I did was texted her and found out. Just want to be checking
right.
whether she's not there.
So but I am sure the ripple, she's can feel the vibration of what's going on.
Absolutely.
And today is another, you know, more awakening, more like this really, this is happening and coffee shops and talking and in standing in line on the street. I just can imagine what the feeling is inside of Boston, the tragedy.
Been to Boston several times, love American history, especially for that reason, you know, the Tea Party started from there.
That's right.
So, it's not just, the government or modern America, it's also the symbol of what America has built and brought to the humanity, which is the freedom and equality for all. And that's something which we cannot give up. Whether terrorists attack us, whether somebody tries to scare us, or whether someone, our own government tries to steal away from us. We cannot allow that. We must cherish that.
There was a headline we just saw as we're going across the, on our ticker here, and it says, freedom is a marathon. And it absolutely is. Freedom is a marathon. You must keep training for freedom. You must keep practicing freedom in the long term. And not make this into some kind of sprint, because it will tear us all down.
Freedom for, and freedom for each and everyone.
For each and everyone. Not hate or go after somebody because of a race or because they speak differently or that they have a different sexual orientation or religion or any of this. It's, That's why we came here. It's for freedom. That's why we're here. And that's what we fight for, is our freedoms. Paiush, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
coming
man.
By. You know what? We're going to have you back on again because one of the things that I really want to talk to you about is the Second Amendment.
Actually,
this is huge. I mean, you know, what we think that, yeah, with the things you have told me about living in a free country, but no Second Amendment.
I want to come back to talk about Obamacare as well as Second Amendment because not just terrorism, but things like Obamacare, government control of economy, and impinging on Second Amendment are there other ways people are trying to diminish our freedom and make that disappear. And we won't let that happen, will we?
Yeah, no, we won't. And you have lived in that. Yes. So you can you're talking from experience here, and people need to hear this. So we're going to have you back on. Now, tomorrow, the sheriff's going to be on. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a bullfighter from the rodeo. I can't wait for that. Also,
going out today to Red Bluff to check that whole situation out.
You bet. And then also the sheriff's going to be here, and we're going to talk to him about, let's talk to him a little bit about terrorism and things that they're doing in the sheriff's department.
Have a great day.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. The good guys are freedom lovers and fighters for freedom. We'll be right.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
This was a heinous and cowardly act.
And today, President Obama is using the word terrorism to describe the Boston Marathon bombing.
Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror.
He made a brief statement just a short time ago. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president warned it will take time to discover what exactly happened in Boston, like who was behind it.
Whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual.
But the president pledged those responsible will be uncovered.
We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice.
And the president said those responsible will not succeed in terrorizing Americans. Instead, he said, it showed Americans are compassionate, selfless, and unafraid. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. The injured in Boston had metal in their wounds. A variety of sharp objects reported by the head of trauma surgery at Massachusetts General Hospital.